My name is Becky Cohn, and I'm interviewing my grandparents on July 12th at the Wisconsin Energy Institute as part of Grandparents University. My grandparents today that I'm interviewing,
My name is Nancy Gilmore. I am 77, and I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And?
My name is John Gilmore. I am 79 years old. I grew up in Iowa.
Nancy, growing up, were you aware of where energy came from? Did your parents ever tell you about energy?
I don't recall talking about it, but where I grew up, we had a coal furnace. And so we would have a truck come, and it would dump a load of coal into our basement, into a coal bin, and we used that coal to heat our home.
John, were you ever aware of where energy came from, and what did your parents tell you about energy?
Well, my parents never really told me about energy, but I recall that we converted our coal furnace to a natural gas furnace.
Nancy, did you ever talk to my mom and dad about energy?
I don't believe I did.
And John, did you ever talk to my mom or dad about energy?
No, not that I recall.
Nancy, how have you seen the way we make and use energy change since your childhood? And what do you think are the reasons for those changes?
We changed our coal furnace into using natural gas also, so that was a huge change in our childhood. And the reason for that, it was cleaner, more efficient.
John, how have you seen the way we make and use energy change since your childhood? And what do you think are the biggest reasons for those changes?
Well, I know that when we had natural gas, it was easier and cleaner, and we didn't have to have the coal shoveled in or anything.
All right. The next question is, you lived through the increase in gas prices in the 1970s. What do you remember about the 1970s energy embargo, or why did it happen?
I don't have vivid memories of why it happened. I know that it did, and we went from paying about 29 cents a gallon to what we considered an enormous price. Exactly why that all happened, I really don't know.
John, you also lived through the increase in gas prices in the 70s. What do you remember about the 1970s energy embargo?
I recall that the gas lines at gas stations were very long, and people lined up for a long time in order to get gas. Also, gas took a big increase in price, leading to a much greater inflation for lots of things.
When did you first hear about renewable sources of energy? What thoughts did you have about renewable energy when you first heard about it? And what are your thoughts about it now?
I can't be specific about when I heard about it, but when I became more than aware of it, I felt that it was definitely high time to do all of that because we were just wasting so much and not leaving a whole lot of things that were good for our kids and our grandkids. My thoughts about it remain the same. We need to do more to keep the planet good for the future.
John, when did you first hear about renewable sources of energy? What thoughts did you have about renewable energy when you first heard about it, and what are your thoughts about it now?
I don't recall just when I first heard about renewable energy, but I was a teacher and taught a lot of science, and I know that one of the things that when I got into it more lately, and when it became more popular, we converted all the lights in our house to LED lights.
Nancy, when was the first time you heard about climate change, and how has your understanding about climate change changed since you first learned about it?
Difficult to know when we first heard about climate change. However, I do know that there is so much evidence out there about climate change, and it is just so frustrating to hear from people who think that there is nothing that we can do about it or that climate change doesn't exist. I'm hoping that all of that is going to change in the future.
John, when was the first time you heard about climate change, and how has your understanding about climate change changed since you first learned about it?
Well, it's been probably 2 or 3 years since I heard about climate change. I know that I was aware that scientists had discovered the oceans were warming and that things were changing, such as when birds migrated and when trees blossomed and the growing of other plants moved farther north as things warmed up. So, I think that it's a good thing that we're doing something about climate change. We heard a lot about the ozone holes and the Arctic and Antarctic, and that things are changing, and that the ice caps are melting and things like that. So, yes, we definitely need to do something, or future generations will not have the same kind of living conditions that they have now.
Nancy, what are your hopes for my generation and how we use and make energy?
I hope that we continue to work on how to make energy and use it more efficiently. I have great fear that we just are not leaving a healthy planet for your generation, and that's an upsetting situation. I would like for there to be a positive thing that we're leaving for the future.
John, what are your hopes for my generation and how we make and use energy?
Well, I would certainly hope that your generation is able to live with the lack of warming and things stop getting warmer, and that we end up with better uses of renewable energy. I know that we have been very slow in our generation to do changes such as wind energy, things like that. That as a result, it may not be the same for future generations, and they deserve to have conditions that are positive and not negative.
Nancy, do you have anything to say about history, climate change, any of the other questions and answers you would like to add?
I'm just concerned that we're moving too slowly. I would like to see us move faster and get things done in a faster way so that it's a healthier environment and world for our grandchildren and our children.
John, do you have anything to say about energy, climate change, renewable energy?
I just think that we have been moving much too slowly. Places in Europe have been moving faster. We have been slow, and we have too many people that don't believe in the fact that climate change is actually taking place.
Thank you for sitting down with this interview with me.
You're welcome.